It all went wrong so quickly. We could tell something was out of kilter as soon as we touched down along the runway. The airplane tilted to the right. Roger tried immediately to abort the landing. He pressed the throttles fully forward and held them firmly, wide open, calling for as much power as possible to lift us back into the sky. But moving the airplane upward too fast would cause an aerodynamic stall, so Roger retracted the flaps to help the airplane climb. "Come on, climb," he said through gritted teeth. "Climb, damn it." His eyes were trained on the line of trees ahead of us, looming ever closer. With trembling hands, I gripped my seat. I pushed my feet against the floor, bracing for whatever was about to occur. My pulse raced. I felt throbbing in my neck. If we couldn't gain altitude rapidly, we would crash head-on into the hillside in front of us. We were running out of runway, running out of time. The hillside was just ahead. We weren't high enough. Roger desperately tried to turn the airplane to the left to avoid the trees. He looked over at me, shocked. Then he seemed to possess an inner realization, and his expression changed to what appeared to me to be deep love, along with something I had never witnessed in him before. Fear. Petrified, I thought, "I'm going to have a heart attack." The left propeller created an ear-splitting shear as it cut through the tops of the trees. The airplane catapulted downward, spiraling out of control. Groceries, suitcases, clothes, everything spun around the cabin, hitting us. The camera case, heavy with lenses and filters, slammed into the left side of my face. We were a roller coaster gone off its rails and helplessly trapped. Up became down as the plane spiraled more than 100 feet before it crash-landed and skidded, ripping and crushing everything in its way. Metal bent and scraped, shrill and deafening. Then the horror came to a stop. I experienced the sensation of coming to, as if I had fainted, dazed and shocked by the reality that I was alive. The seat to my left was empty. I ripped off my seatbelt and, finding that I could move, climbed over into Roger's seat. Roger called up to me from the ground below. Fire surrounded us on every side. "Jump!" he yelled. His arms were up. "I'll catch you!" There was no longer a wing to step down onto. Cargo had shifted during the crash and blocked the exit. I'd have to move fast before the fire reached the plane. I jumped down some 5 feet and fell hard onto the ground. Roger helped me stand up, and we desperately looked around to figure out where to go. We were disoriented. Flames blocked our vision. We weren't sure which way would lead us back to the runway.
The winter wind howled outside the greenhouse, rattling the glass panes and sending gusts of fluffy snow against the walls. Despite the chill of the incoming snowstorm, spring was always in the air, or at least close enough inside the sanctuary of Green Haven Nursery. The air was warm, heavy with the scent of damp soil, fresh-cut herbs, and the soft floral notes of orchids in bloom. A humidifier whirred gently in the background, its rhythmic pulse blending with the soft buzz of grow lights overhead. Amelia Montgomery crouched beside a phalaenopsis orchid, carefully loosening a knot of tangled roots that clung too tightly to the potting soil. Orchids were beautiful, but temperamental, always on the verge of either flourishing or failing, depending on how much attention they received, which was the kind of delicate challenge Amelia lived for. She thrived in this space where she could foster life from the smallest seedlings to the tallest trees. She tilted the orchid's pot, carefully shaking loose some soil to give the roots more room to breathe. "There you go," she murmured under her breath. "A little air, a little patience." She brushed a stray brown curl from her forehead and caught herself smiling, even though the weather outside was enough to make anyone miserable. The warmth of the greenhouse felt like a shield against the world, a reminder that even in the bitter cold of a Midwestern winter, life could still thrive. "Talking to your plants again?" a familiar voice called. Ethan Reynolds stood in the entryway. Snow clung to the dark strands of his hair, and the collar of his coat was dusted with white. Retirement isn't just an end. It's a new beginning. Yet many approach it with uncertainty and anxiety. Consider this. Nearly half of Americans haven't calculated how much they'll need in retirement. This isn't just a statistic. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that planning for retirement is crucial, no matter where you stand today. This book is here to empower you. Whether you're just starting or feel late to the game, you can take control of your retirement planning. You can build a future where money worries don't cloud your golden years. This guide is your roadmap, showing you the steps to build a secure financial future. Let me introduce myself. I'm Emma, a certified public accountant with over 30 years of experience. I see people every day who struggle with finances. My passion lies in helping them grow their financial knowledge. With this book, I aim to equip you with the tools you need to make informed decisions and achieve financial security. This book is for those nearing retirement, those starting late, and those over 50 wondering if they can retire comfortably. It addresses the unique challenges you face. It offers strategies to accelerate savings, navigate healthcare costs, and understand when and how to draw on your retirement savings. If you're wondering about Social Security and when to claim it, I've got that covered too. What sets this book apart? It simplifies complex financial concepts. You won't find complicated jargon or complex theories here. Instead, you'll get actionable step-by-step guidance. You'll discover clear, practical advice that can make a real difference. The goal is to make retirement planning accessible, no matter your financial background. My experience with clients who struggle with finances has taught me so much. I've seen firsthand the impact of financial insecurity, but I've also seen the transformative power of financial education. I'm committed to helping you achieve the peace of mind that comes with being financially prepared.